Yes, it's the Goldbird.
Oh, what a darling little bird. Oh, hello there, little fellow.
How do you do?
What? Did those words come out of you, little bird?
Yeah, I'm always talking. And I've got something to tell you about that washing you just hung out.
Oh, you have? Well, what is it?
You ought to use new dye.
What dye?
You are behind the times. I better get some help on that.
Well, of all the nerves, he's blown away.
Well, say, pardon me, ma'am. Did I hear you say you hadn't heard about dyes?
Oh, I suppose that little bird told you. But say, what is this dyes anyway?
Why, it's the biggest thing that's happened to wash day in years. It's a brand new kind of granulated soap, made to do all three kinds of wash. Dirty wash shirts, heavy towels, right down to your colored rayon slips.
What? You mean there's a granulated soap safe enough for rayons and against towels, why, too?
Absolutely. Does everything in your wash. Why, it leaves your rayon undies and fussy colored washables sparkling bright. And those greasy work shirts, they'll come out clean as you please. And your towels and linens, why, Does will have them dazzling white. In fact, you've never seen more gleaming white washes anywhere than Does gives you.
Well, now, not so fast, young man. How much work is it going to take to get that whiteness?
Now, don't... No hard scrubbing with Does and no boiling either. Honestly, no soap made gets clothes white easier than you Does. Just you try Does, and then you'll see how wonderfully new it is. So new, you've never before been able to buy a soap quite like it. Just ask for Does today in that big red and white box. And next wash day, let Does do everything. Now, the Goldbird. About an hour ago in our story, a motor car drove off from the Goldbird's house, and in it were Mr. and Mrs. Wade. And with that departure went two lives that had been recovered from a wasted past. But they left behind Oriane, and it's with Oriane that Molly now has to deal. For it was Molly who saved Oriane from a false step, and it's Molly who's going to try to show Oriane the right step. Meanwhile, all the excitement which flared up so rapidly and burned so intensely has burned down. And Oriane's upstairs, not feeling exactly chipper.
Rosalie, did you ask Oriane if she wants a little plain broth?
I didn't. No, she doesn't want anything.
Doesn't want anything.
No.
She can lay like that with just nothing. Something she has to take. A headache powder, a cold compress, something. Why, that's... Body isn't mine. Well, bring the child indoors. Or tell him not to holler so loudly. His mother has a headache.
He's just playing, Mom.
I know. Tell him to play quietly. Here. Don't go to the door. Mine is something on your shoulder. Throw yourself over with a thread or something.
Come on.
Oh, cold, huh? Blowing cold, huh?
Oh,
the child understands almost everything you say in English, huh?
Mm-hmm. No, he can't speak a word yet, nearly not. Only when it's like a pal parrot.
he says what I says what you say. Oh, so now I've got to make supper. You think I know what to make for tonight for supper?
Well, make
that. What make? When it comes to the end of the week, I don't know what to make.
Chops we have, huh?
Chops we have. Mm-hmm.
Steak also.
And chicken. Pop only likes to nibble on a wing. And Sammy don't like his mutton either.
Then make some soup.
Soup can make soup and then I have to spill it out. Who eats soup now? You don't eat your dieting. Everything. Mama not this, mama not that. That's syrup for pudding anyway. Give me two eggs, dear darling.
Is Mr. Way coming back for his things, Mom?
He will, maybe evidently.
Are you happy with that the way everything turned out?
I'm happy that Mr. and Mrs. Way...
Oriane is happy too, isn't she,
Mom? She's also happy, certainly.
But then why is she...
She has a headache, darling.
Why is
she? She has a headache. And the end of the excitement...
But Mom, she's...
Roger, please. We got over one bridge. If there's another one, we'll get over it also. Give me my egg beater, darling. And what else? Give me my vanilla. And give me... You'll see standing half a bottle of milk will be enough. In mine increments. yes, dear.
For what, Mark?
For the custard, for what? For the custard, darling. Come making custard.
Mark, don't you think that we should call Dr. Cater and tell him that Mr. Way left with Mrs.
Rosalie,
Way?
Rosalie, please, dear. Rosalie, please, dear. Let my brain also take a little leave of absence. Please, darling. I can't think yet. Things will quiet down and then we'll see.
Oh.
I just think that
you
said
enough.
David?
David,
look at all the snow on the top. Close the door, Jimmy. Come here, darling. Come here, dear.
I'm making money, speak.
Mrs. Watson, that snow is wonderful.
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 The snow is wonderful.
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 Come here, darling. Let me take off your rubber boots, dear.
Come on, it's too much, Dave.
But, Watson, don't go upstairs, David.
No, he shouldn't go up.
Mama's got a headache. Mama's got a headache. Tell him Mama's got a headache. Headache.
Sit down,
yes. Sit down, darling. Sit down, dear.
Yes.
Sit down, David.
Sit down. I'll take the boots, dear.
Let Rosalie take off the boots, dear.
Come, David. This will only be me but my man.
What?
He can take his own boots, dear.
Huh?
He can take his own boots off.
What? What? Let me hear what? He just said in English. Let me hear
what? He can take his own boots off.
He can take his own boots off. Did you hear that? Now, have the same sense. Have the same sense.
This is only the name but one
name.
I can't say it. It's the same English. I can't say sense. See, that is wonderful.
A little milk, darling.
Is she okay, madame?
Yes or no?
Yes.
Yeah, so. Yeah,
I understand. But
I'll spill
you, darling.
Yeah, I understand.
Where did Michelle Wiggle?
To New York, David.
Oh, my dear, darling.
Let's put it down.
Yeah. All right, darling. Give me this coat. Give me his coat. I'll put it by the fire to warm it out and dry.
40. What's the sound of 40?
It doesn't stop
you. You're getting to talk like you did, man.
No, it's bad.
It's bad.
Come in, doctor.
Come in, Dr. Kater.
Oh, Dr.
Kater.
You hear that?
Peter,
sauve ma vieille, hein?
Vous êtes le jeune Dr. Kater. Et vous êtes le vieux Dr.
Kater. What?
He says that I am the old Dr. Cater and my son is the young Dr.
Cater.
Oh,
Cater. My. Please sit down, Dr. Cater.
Thank you. Well, rumor travels fast in the village.
Do you mean you heard that Mr. Ray left with Mrs. Ray?
Yes, it's all around town.
Is it Christopher now?
Christopher Rosalie?
I mean, your son did take you know that Mr. Ray left?
Yes, he knows.
Is he coming over?
Well, Chris will be leaving soon.
Leaving soon?
Yes.
What do you mean, leaving?
Yes, he's giving up his practice for the duration. Our country needs doctors now.
You mean he's leaving for the army?
Yes.
Take up a cold compress to Oriette.
Isn't she feeling well?
No, doctor, the excitement and...
I'll be up to see her in a little while.
Then will Dr. Cater be going to...
Le jeune Dr. Cater, pal. Il s'en va en guerre avec les autres.
Rosalie, tell Spotty to come in and make me nervous,
right,
please.
Look out, David, darling. Don't go to the door, there's a draft. Where are you going, David?
What? He's going upstairs, his mother.
Oh, all right, Rosalie, close, because there's a draft. Yes, close, yes. And Rosalie, darling, go in the kitchen. And then and take 3 eggs and smash them up and fix everything, please. Dear.
Dr. Cater, don't say anything to Orion yet. I mean, the way she feels, I think it would be better if your son Christopher would come over to the house and he would tell her.
I don't think Christopher will come over.
But why, Dr. Cater? Why? I mean, after all, when two people love each other, what difference does it make what happened in the meantime?
Well, seems to make a difference to my son. All these past months, all this wangling back and forth with Mr. Way. Something seems so solid. Men can be very proud about the way they feel, Mrs. Goldberg. And pride sometimes becomes a stronger emotion than love. And Chris is very proud.
I can understand pride, and I can understand a person hurt, but that's Cater's love.
Well, We saw what love can turn into with Mrs. Way.
Yes, but she changed.
But this might change too. Not now. And since there isn't much time, I suppose the only sane thing to do is to ignore what can't be helped.
Dr. Tate, I mean, your son is a psychologist. He's a man who understands so much.
Yes. In other people, Mrs. Goldberg, when it comes to his own feelings, why, he's no more a scientist than you or I am, or than Orianne is. And Orianne did do everything to estrange Chris. She pushed him aside, told him she didn't love him.
And then she told him she did.
Only after Mr. Way was on the point of leaving.
But she couldn't before. You know that, and I know
and
that.
Chris may even know. It's just that he won't understand. Of course, if he weren't going away... Well, Chris has been thinking of the army for some time. You know, he's had great experience with cases of shock and all those psychological difficulties that men experience in wartime. And he feels that he should join up now.
Of course, everybody has to join. Everybody's able to join. Not only your son, my son. Everybody, of course. Orianne, why did you come down? When is Christopher leaving for the army? Orianne, who, David told me. When is he leaving?
Sit down, Orianne.
I'm all right. When is he leaving, Dr. Peter?
Well, his application's been accepted. He's just waiting to be assigned.
Please, tell Chris that I'm sorry to see him go.
Those conventional words hide a profound disappointment. Since it seems that Chris is leaving Orianne, finally, completely, and all alone. Say, just between you and me and your dishpan, are you using one of those halfway soaps for dishes? You are if it's a mild bar soap that doesn't have real speed. Or if it's a tough granulated soap that cheats you on safety for your hands. Well, don't put up with those halfway soaps. Change to new does. Just this new kind of granulated soap that does everything in your wash really has everything for dishes, too. From whirlwind speed to extra gentleness for your hands. Why, wait till you see how beautifully soft and smooth your hands feel after doing dishes with Dove. Believe me, no other leading granulated laundry soap treats your hands with such extra gentleness. Yet, you've never used a soap that gets dishes clean faster than Dove. It cuts even tough frying pan grease without hard scouring. Yes, you can see the difference in Dove right in the suds, you bet you can. It's one soap for everything for dishes. So, do them with Dove today. And be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs. This is James Fleming wishing you good day. James Fleming wishing you good day for Procter & Gamble, makers of Dove, the new kind of granulated soap for all three kinds of wash.
Copyright Golden AV.